Rogers, El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
All right, Margaret.
Yes, this is going to be, and welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm Margaret Gray, and Phil, do you want to do any...
Yeah, just make sure to subscribe to our website. But we are kicking off the hour here with Margaret's version of Get the Party Started.
Yes, and you can hear Phil doesn't sound very excited because there's a prejudice that he has against, I think, women taking any prominent role in his program.
No, that's not it.
Do you mind if I finish what I've planned some comments I'd like to make.
Yeah, but that's just not it, okay? I'd rather you not say what you just said, okay?
In any event, I'm coming up, so you better get the party started. Now, yes, this is Pink's song, and yes, she did it in a very commendable way. And yes, there's no doubting that she is a fine young performer, and yes, he's much younger than me. However, I do believe, as a professional singer, I have some things to add to the song. 2, 3, 4. I will be doing this song, Phil, in one note only. Again, the Margaret Gray style. I'm coming out, so you better get this party started. Although I might use another note. I'm coming out, so you better get this party started. 2, 3, 4. Get this party started Saturday night. Everybody's waiting for me to arrive. Sending out the message with my eyeball. Wait a minute. Wait.
Eyeball?
Wait a minute. Shut the music off, will you? Brains?
Don't call him Brains.
Yeah, what's that about?
Well, we'll discuss it later. First of all, what is it with the eyeball?
There's nothing about an eyeball.
Well, I changed it up. So I'm going to get the party started with my eyeball.
I didn't ask for those lyrics. Who the hell do you think you're fooling with anyway? I've sung with the number one singers in the world. I do not sing with high school jive dropouts. Now,
You copying Buddy Rich?
Maybe. Let's do this again, and let's do this right. 2, 3, and... Now again, this is the Margaret Gray method, the one note with variation. I'm coming out, so you better get the party started. See what I'm doing? Isn't that great? I'm coming out, so you better get the party started. 2, 3, get this party started on a Saturday night. Everybody's waiting for me to arrive. Sending out the message to all of my friends. We'll be looking flashy in my Mercedes Benz. I got a lot of style and me got... What is this me got?
Well, that's the urban version.
Yeah, that's urban.
Turn it off. Turn it off before I vomit. Me got diamonds.
What do you mean that's the urban version?
Well, I changed it up a little bit.
Yeah, we just thought it'd sound better if Margaret come down off of her high horse and get the pole out of what how it's wedged.
I don't have a pole wedged. Who do you think you're talking to?
Please don't hit me.
Well, then don't say I've got a pole jammed.
Well, he didn't exactly say that, Margaret.
He said I had a pole. Do it again and do it right.
All right, we don't have all night for this.
You got all night for me.
Margaret.
You've got all night for me, which is what I said to Frank the very first night. Well... And guess what?
He did have all night for you?
You better believe it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Get the Party Start. You know the name of this piece of garbage. It's a nice song. And 2, 3, and go. I'm coming up, so you better get this party started.
Turn it off.
What did you do?
I turned it off.
That is what... Oh, baby. You really want $300 worth, Phil? All you got to do is step up to the plate.
Margaret, I don't want $300 worth. All I'm asking is that the song end somewhere along the line. We've just given you 3 shots at it, okay?
Yes, and I told you that this was going to be my one-note style.
Yeah, but you undo one note, you're going to...
I wasn't doing it like an... Oh, my God. You sound like a bellicose drunk in an alley.
Yeah, you almost said he sounded like a monkey.
I did not... Come here.
Wait a minute.
There.
Well, you asked for that, bud.
I didn't say that.
I didn't say you said that. He said that I said it.
I didn't say monkey.
No, she said monkey.
I said... I did not say...
All right, watch it, will you, for crying out loud. Look, you guys are hit. You know what you're doing? You're falling all over. What are you doing, you fools? You're falling all over everything here. I can't even... what happened to our... what happened to the screen? What happened to the... Good Lord. Something's wrong here, man. Now we got... Everything is messed up because you guys have been knocking stuff all over the place. In any event, folks, we're sorry. We apologize that this...
What are you babbling about? You sat there going...
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Did you look at the video cast, man? You had a slide up there that I couldn't get off the screen. I had to do it because you're not paying attention.
I want to just... what I was trying to say, I didn't say monkey. You said monkey, bud. And then, Robert, you said you didn't say monkey. And I said, I know you didn't say monkey. And I didn't say monkey. Bud said...
Yeah, Bud said I said monkey.
You guys got that figured out now?
What?
You got the monkey thing figured out?
Well, watch how you say monkey. My God, you're looking...
Yeah, you're looking down between her legs when you said that, Mr. Henry.
Are you out of your minds? Are you guys completely nuts? Or do you practice this crap before we go on the air?
What?
What do you mean I was looking between her legs when I said monkey?
And look at him laugh. Look at him laugh.
That's right. The funniest damn thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I gotta admit, I'm pretty funny.
No one's asking you. I am humiliated.
Oh, will you give me a break? Number one. No one said monkey with any racial overtones. I was listening carefully. Number two. We heard three or four versions of you singing Party Started with your one-note style.
Oh, with your one-note style. So you don't like it.
Margaret, quite frankly... Who cares, man, if you can sing it with one note? Sing it! You know, it's got melody to it.
It has a melody to it. If you concentrate, it has a melody. And Pink isn't singing. Did you hear what she... I'm coming up, sorry. She's not singing. I'm doing a satire, okay? I'm doing a satirization of...
No, you're not. You're just thinking of that now.
Well, if you listen to Pink, she couldn't sing her way out of a wet paper bag.
Oh, you guys kill me, man, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I think it's so funny. Everybody yelling at people.
You know, I gotta laugh to keep from crying. So we heard that, and we don't need to hear it anymore. Thank you very much.
Well, if Herb can come on here and talk about Pink like she's a piece of...
Herb likes Pink. What do you want from me, man? I don't know anything about it. All right, Steve Gleason in May 2013. There was a picture they had of Steve Gleason in May 2013. The three radio hosts were fired. Nick Cellini, Chris D'Amino, and Steak Shapiro.
What's that?
That's the name of a guy.
That's a Ted Bell dish.
That ain't a Ted Bell dish. Don't give me that crap.
Well, I think Ted's going to start that.
He's going to start what?
I think Ted is going to start a Steak Shapiro.
Why? Because of this guy?
I think so.
I think that would be a mistake.
Well, that's what I heard him saying. He said, oh, this is a great opportunity, a great marketing opportunity to start a Steak Shapiro, and that's what I think I'm going to do. And no one's going to tell me anything about it. No one can keep me from doing it. I'm Ted Bell. I do what I want when I want. Step up to the plate if you've got other ideas.
When did he say that?
I just imagined that he would say that.
Well, you know, Ted can do whatever. Step up to the plate. You know, he can do whatever he wants to do. Nobody's going to tell him not to. Who's going to tell him? But I just, if he was to ask an opinion, if he was to say, gee, what do you guys think? I would say, you know, it's a stupid idea. And I don't, is that him?
Yeah, get Ted Bell on line number two, sector four.
Ted of Beverly Hills.
Well, wait a minute, man, wait.
What happened to the jingle, Phil?
Play it again.
Oh, you guys really know how to, you really know how to hurt a guy, you know that? You really know how to turn it. Hey, Billy, shut the door. Shut the door!
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Is that David Hall's car?
Steakhouse, come on down.
everybody. Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. We're serving up, you got it, Steak Shapiro. I wanted to roll that out. I didn't want Henry to roll it out as part of a news story. Now I believe the brand has been tarnished. Yeah. Hey, David. Hey, Phil, I think your boss is, not your boss, but your partner's here.
Why?
Because I can hear his car. Hey, Joey, get one of the guys to go down the lot. I think that's David Hall's car. It's the one that's making a racket. Is that, hey, David, how you doing? Your car's making a racket. Hey, Daphne! Get up there and get the car fixed! How you doing? Good. Yeah, there it is.
Oh, man.
Will you get that girlfriend of yours out there and get the car shut off? Phil, we are going to be serving up Steak Shapiro, and it's this week at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Now, I'm not trying to take advantage of a bad situation, but the guy's name, Steak Shapiro, is too good to pass up. The steak comes out. We put a little, you know, a little yarmulke on it or what have you. We're not gonna hit this too hard, okay? Do you want the Steak Shapiro? No, I don't. I think it's in bad taste. Okay, fine. We'll take it off the menu. I just want to see how it plays.
Wait a minute. You're gonna bring it out with a little yarmulke on it?
Yeah. It's not a big deal. Steak Shapiro, it's a gag. Because people are going to say, oh, you mean the guy back in Atlanta that was making fun of the guy in the wheelchair? Yeah, ha, 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 ha. Sure, I'll have that. And will you, somebody turn that car off before I go out there and I put an explosive under it? I swear to God. I'm sorry, Phil. So in my opinion, I think that it could work. I don't know, you know, you know what? I can't take it any longer. I got to go. Hold on.
Where are you going?
I'll tell you where I'm going. I'm going out to Hall's car. Hey, hold on, will you, Ted? I'll get her. No. I gave you your chance. You had your chance. Where is it? Yeah, give me that. Give me the fuse. Now, just put the...
What are you going to do?
Just take it easy, will you? Wire it up. Get behind the building. As soon as I hear this thing fire... Yeah, there it is. There it is. I knew it. You gotta love that. I'm in love with it.
You know, I heard a little bit of dead air.
Well.
So let me guess, you blew up David's car?
No, but I blew up a car right next to his because I was just, I'm not going to blow his car up. The guy's a good, he's a good customer. So I blew up one of our valet's cars. I'll get him a new one.
You did what?
I didn't blow up Hall's car. You think I'm going to blow up a customer's car? Jesus. You didn't blow my car up, did you? No, I didn't. Good man. So I blew up Amaro's car.
You blew up one of your valet's cars because you pissed at David's car for firing off.
Yes. I'm not blowing up a perfectly good a customer's car. It ain't going to happen. Not going to happen. Understand? Here's what happens. Let's replay that. All right, everybody, get back. Yeah! Did you hear that? Now let that ring down through your memory.
All right, thank you very much. Let's take a break. So he's blowing up his employees' cars.
That's Ted Bell for you, and that's why I think he's certifiable, and that's why I do not think that the health board of the state of California and L.A. County should certify his restaurant this month. I'm Margaret Gray.
All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch.
Let's hear it again.
The Phil Henry Show.
Yeah.
This is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Hey, welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. You know, Jabba, or Google, or whoever you people are that have butchered my computer all to hell and back, the next time I get a suggestion to install a toolbar, oh, I hate you people so deeply, man.
What happened?
I put in some toolbar on the main internet computer that we use so that we can show, you know, to our fine viewing public there on Phil TV, a variety of different videos, and it is as slow as hell, man. And it all started when I put this bloody toolbar in today. I think there's a freaking virus in it, man, if you want my honest opinion.
You're going to have to try to get the virus out of there.
I know. I'm going to have to get Alex in here tomorrow You guys suck. Honest to God. What is it with all these toolbars? How many do I need? How many toolbars do you need in a lifetime?
Well, you know, it has a lot of different things you can do.
I maintain, and I will maintain until the day I drop, there is such a thing as getting outside and doing something other than sitting on your dead can working on a computer. Look, I need computers. I use computers in my work. I use computers in my broadcast. I use 5 computers. I have 5 computers that I use, each one actively in the broadcast. And so nobody can say that they use more. There's probably a guy out there that uses more, but I can't imagine who. But I use plenty of damn computers during my work, episode. And even I don't need all of this crap. Look at this, man. You know, stop script, this, that, something else. So now I got to get Alex in here tomorrow. He's got to go into this computer. We got to de-louse, debug, de-virus, de-Snyder, everything.
De-Snyder.
Oh, God, I want to hurt him.
All right, hold on. But don't do the... I keep telling you.
Sorry.
And it's driving me ape. I'm telling you, it's driving me sheer ape with the stuff that I got to do with this, man. God.
Well, I don't know, man. You get another computer.
I may have to.
Do you want another toolbar? Google Chrome. And all of you guys blow, man. Blow.
Woo! It don't even abide the telling. Look at this. Here we go again. A script on this page may be busy or boo 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 bee 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 boo boo boom. I'm telling you, I'm uninstalling everything. I'm going in after the show. I'm going into the menu there. I'm going to go into where all this crap has been installed and it's getting uninstalled, but good. And if there's a freaking Trojan horse in this thing.
What do you mean by Trojan horse?
Oh, that's the virus that was messing everybody up there for a while. I remember when, Phil, you were having a problem with that.
Yeah, we got a Trojan virus. They call it a Trojan virus because it's like the Trojan horse. You know, it comes in dressed as something. You think it's a regular application, and then it just, boom, just goes out into the universe that is your computer. And the one that infected the main computer we had about 4 or 5 months ago, maybe longer, we got when Osama bin Laden got killed. So I went over to a page of Osama bin Laden pictures.
Oh, yeah, man, that. Probably Al Qaeda went over there and put all kind of virus in there.
Yeah, Al Qaeda probably did it on account of they was pissed off that bin Laden got killed and everything.
Very well said. God.
Well, the guys are probably right. So that's what happened. So that's over a year ago. No, 2 years ago. And I went in there. God, how did I figure it was only 3 months ago? 2 years ago. So I went in, I've been looking for a picture of bin Laden. And I got a virus. And so we had to clean all of that crap out. And now I got it here on my internet computer. It's just pissing me off. God!
Well, get over it, Phil. You've got a radio show to do.
I am doing a radio show. I'm doing a radio show now. To the extent that this is being heard far and wide along these stations of the Phil Hendry Network, I'm telling you right now, and I wanted to play that Robin Thicke Blurred Line song because apparently he's pissing everybody off, which as far as I'm concerned is fantastic.
Robin Thicke, man, that's Alan Thicke's son. He's got to be a lame ass.
That doesn't mean he's a lame ass just because his dad's Alan Thicke. Sheila Johnson, owner of a WNBA team. I'm looking here for the Robin Thicke story. Here it is. He is the son of Alan Thicke. Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines has been causing quite a stink around the world for both its creepy lyrics and accompanying stark naked pop video. This is the editorial opinion of Handbag.com. The song has become number one in basically every country around the globe and the fastest-selling single of the year. Yeah, that's why it's number one, because its lyrics are creepy and it's got a naked pop video. Get a clue, will you? So it must be a welcome relief for Thicke, as his last album, Love After War, didn't do so good. This is obviously somebody who doesn't like the guy.
Well, why do you say that?
Well, it starts out with a slam. It mentions that the song is number one, and then it mentions that his last album sucks, so it's somebody who doesn't like the guy. They don't like the name. They don't like the fact that the guy's... If you're different, if you do something weird, if you do something strange, they're going to hate you. As he told AAP in Sydney, I guess that's the Australian Associated Press something, When talking about his forthcoming album of the same name, I actually wanted someone to buy it this time. Enter the oldest publicity trick in the book. There's no denying it, the song is catchy and undoubtedly a summer anthem, but enter here the problem, we cringe at liking it. Oh, isn't that too bad you make you like the song? All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Well, I don't want to like Robin Thicke. I don't like Alan Thicke. I think they're both creepily handsome, and that creeps me out. A man that is handsome but is a creep. Ugh.
Yeah.
Phil Hendry.
You know, I remember Robert Palmer's "Addicted to Love" when that video came out. It was an amazing video. It was the talk of the music video world. It was the talk of the MTV world. It was the talk of anybody that was listening to or enjoying popular music during those days, the 80s. Robert Palmer was a British, I believe, he's British, or he might have been South African.
No, I think he was British.
British. A rhythm and blues singer, He was in, I think he was in Power Station, one of those quote unquote super groups for a while. He's a good singer, a good looking guy. And for the video for Addicted to Love, they dressed him in a really good looking suit with the silk tie. And he had, I don't know, five or six gorgeous models behind him posing with guitars as if they were members of a backing band. They were all brunettes with this rich red lipstick, deep red lipstick, and tight white dresses, thigh high, you know, and the heels. And these chicks all were posing with these electric guitars. So it's like they're, you know, playing in his band. Everybody's seen the video. If you haven't, you probably have. You just don't remember. But
you don't remember it. Everybody in the video looked good.
Well, true. But so anyway. That was considered by some to be a sexist video. Not by a lot. Margaret, what did you think when it came out?
Now, Frank would probably call and say that I was outraged. Yes, I was outraged. But now I'm not, and now I know it's good. But we don't have to talk about me being outraged. Everyone was outraged by it who was female. So
Not everybody.
Oh, yes. That, what, are you going to tell me you had a girlfriend that wasn't?
I was working in radio. I was working in music radio at the time, and every female I knew liked it.
Well, I don't think the world of women in radio is representative, Phil. I don't mean anything by that, but I think you're dealing with a lot of women that will pretty much do anything for upward mobility.
I think that is a really terrible thing to say.
Yeah, that's calling all them like a hooker.
Yeah, like they're going to spread it.
I didn't use the word spread, did I?
Well, pretty much. In any event, the fact is it was a very popular video. Now, Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines has been causing quite a stink around the world for both its, quote, creepy lyrics and accompanying stark naked pop video. The song has become number one in basically every country around the globe and the fastest-selling single of the year, which must be welcome relief for Thicke, as his last album, Love After War, didn't do so good. Now, this is a writer who obviously is not a big fan of Robin Thicke's. As he told a Sydney news service, Sydney, Australia, when talking about his forthcoming album of the same name, I actually wanted somebody to buy it this time. Okay, that's funny. Enter the oldest publicity trick in the world, so says the writer. There's no denying the song is catchy and undoubtedly a summer anthem. Here is the song, by the way, Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke. Let's not beat around the naked bush. The lyrics are quite rapey, and this video is sexist. There's no way you can dress it as anything other, however hard you try, Thicke. So, you know, the guy is taking a lot of heat from this writer.
Well, are they naked?
Not yet.
Well, see, I don't like him because he looks like his father, and they're both slobs. Oh, God.
They're both slobs?
Yes.
And is he? No. I thought He was there with a couple of celebrity chicks, but they're all just, well, they're pretty hot-looking women, though.
Would you stop the video? Because I've got all three of the men in here. I'd like everyone to know all three of the men in this studio are looking at that woman's ass.
Hey.
You're looking at her butt. Don't do that.
Talk about what we're looking at.
Easy, Margaret.
You're looking right at her skinny ass.
Don't put your hand over me.
Shut up, Margaret.
Don't put your hand over me.
But don't put your hand on her mouth.
How dare you?
I'm just telling you to shut up.
You put your greasy paws all over me? You look...
Wow!
You put your dirty, oil-ridden mug...
What, Margaret?
You never, ever do that again. Now, I demand you take this video off. You're looking at her...
It's pretty good. I like it.
And the guy, look at that, he put his hand right over his you-know-what.
Oh, his wiener?
I didn't say wiener, did I?
All right. What'd you do to Bud?
What did I do to Bud? Never mind what I did, he got it.
Didn't have to do that!
Yes, she did. You put your hands on her.
You don't put your hands on me, Bud.
What did he do?
He put his greasy, oily hand over my mouth. The hand that God knows what he's been doing with that hand. Oh.
Well.
I don't want to know. But he put the hand, and I think it's the one. God help me if that's the one he uses for you know what.
No, he just had oil. He's been working on his bike.
And he put it over my mouth. Now look at all of this. So this to you, you like this.
I think it's a cool tune. I don't know, man. I don't have time to listen to this stuff. I'm just trying to get a feel for what the news story is. Everybody upset about this stuff. There's no chicks that are naked in this thing, man. At least chicks are all fully dressed. And it's pretty funny. And it looks like a lot of fun. And whatever, you know, it's about chicks and it's about dancing and it's about dudes. And it's just, it's like something that guys are going to dig.
Well, what does that mean?
What does it mean? What do you mean? What does it mean?
And why does it keep popping up with thick, as in hashtag thick?
Because that's what they want them to do. They want people to hashtag thick on Twitter.
Yeah, probably talking about how it's thick and everything.
Boy, you sure did recover from that beating.
You sure did. I'll give you another one.
Take it easy. So that's why he's got the hashtag there, you know, and the song is about whatever. It's, you know, it's a song. It's got a lot of beautiful chicks in it. What do you want? It's some stuff. It doesn't take a brain surgeon, man. It doesn't take a degree in marketing. Oh, what is it about? It's about hot-looking chicks in lingerie and three guys that are checking them out, and they're singing about it, and they're digging it.
Well, what does that mean exactly?
What does it mean? What do you mean, what does it mean?
What is that right there? See that? What is that?
Garters. Those are garter belts on the woman.
Yeah, those are Brazil.
I know.
Robin Thicke has a big, and then, yeah.
Oh, my God. Did it really say that?
It didn't say anything. It said Robin Thicke has a big and then a hashtag thick. See?
So, in other words, what he's doing is this is a blatant marketing attempt at selling the song.
Yes. Isn't that shocking?
Don't treat me like I'm stupid, Phil.
Well, I mean, people act as if, like this dumbass here with this, if you don't like Robin Thicke, if you don't dig his music... Well, whatever. You don't dig his music. I don't know why people take... You can't take music that seriously. You just can't. There's always going to be popular music. There's always going to be pop music. It's always going to rub so-called hip and deep and artistic people the wrong way. And I think that artistic people in a lot of ways are silly expecting pop music to be anything other than what it is. Empty, facile, stupid, silly junk. And really, I think the people that have a lot to be ashamed of are not the people that make this kind of fluff. It's the people that expect more. What do you think? It ain't gonna happen, you know?
Well, then what are we... I don't understand what you're saying. So in other words...
In other words, Margaret, what I'm saying is there's always going to be pop music. You can't do anything about it. Complaining about it is complaining that there is a market. Do you want people to get smarter? Do you want people to get hipper? Do you want people to become more more appreciative of good music? We've had thousands of years of music. We've had, you know, have people gotten better with the way they listen to music?
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
What have people gotten more sophisticated? We've had, God knows, thousands of years of music. And we've had, today we look at Mozart and we look at those artists and we say, isn't that fantastic music? Well, isn't it true? Weren't they the most popular ones?
Yeah, I believe that it was in a research what I've done.
What research have you done?
Bud's actually looked this stuff up.
Yeah, that music is the popular music.
Well, I know that.
If you know that, then you know that it's the pop music that survives. Who survives from the 60s? Well, the Beatles, the Beach Boys. Who else?
What about, the Supremes?
Supremes. I mean, these are all hit bands. They all... Now, who survives from the 70s? I mean, what do we think? We think of, what, disco? I don't know what else to tell you.
Well, who survives from the 80s?
The hair bands. Motley Crue, bands like that.
What about Johnny Hates Jazz?
Johnny Hates Jazz, wow.
Johnny Hates Jazz was wonderful. I thought it was very important music.
Oh, yeah. Johnny Hates Jazz.
What was that?
Crap. So, by and large, and I think that when we get into these arguments about, isn't this just suck-ass music? Hey, man, you know, it's always going to be... There's always going to be music like that. And I think this cat's great. This guy, Robin Thicke, has got it. He's got it all figured out, man. This cat's nobody's fool. He knows exactly what's going to make this a hit. He's got a hit record. The guy's going to be 50 times more popular and wealthy than his old man ever dreamed he could be. And
he'll probably stiff his old man.
What do you mean, stiff his old man?
Well, you can imagine Alan Thicke. He's had a so-so career, and now his son is loaded. Now, here comes the old man on a Sunday morning knocking on the door. Son, can we have a talk? Yes, Dad, come on in. Listen, son, I could use a loan. Things, you know, didn't... Well, I don't know, Dad. You're really bothering me coming around the way you do. I've got guests right now. Would you take off?
How do you know that conversation's going to take place?
When I look at these two creeps...
Yeah, you're not all creeped out by them on account of they're good looking.
I don't think they're good looking.
Yes, you do. That's what you said.
Yeah, you think the two good-looking creeps will backstab each other.
Yes, I do. Nothing says backstab more like two creeps with oiled hair who are related. I won't be laughed at. I'm sorry, Phil. I just...
Okay, you go and make sure there's Bounty towels in there for her.
I don't need them, thank you.
All right.
All right, folks, so there you have it. Interesting, huh? Interesting world. All right, we're going to be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass and join us, won't you, when we launch live our first show of the relaunch. Our first live show of the relaunch will be July 8th, but we continue on June 25th with Comedy Gold for two solid weeks from the archives of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Join us for that, won't you? And join us at philhendryshow.com. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Now, Wayne, you better... You see, I've defended Lil Wayne in a variety of ways, on Facebook and here on the air, only because I always liked how angry his music is. And when I first heard Lil Wayne's rap music and his hip-hop music clip video / things...
Boy, you sound just like an old man saying that.
Thank you. What do you want me to say? You know, when I first heard it, I thought, now this is music I can relate to because it's really angry and it's how I feel. I'd like to just, rip a hole in this world right now. And so the man is speaking for me. He's 30. He's black. He's from Atlanta. I'm white from the suburbs of L.A. We're brothers.
All right.
Now then. But now he's got a new video out called God Bless America with a K, which, okay, I can dig that. But he's shown... walking on the flag. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of kill 'em all and let 'em die. God bless America, this old godless America. All right. Now, I can understand protests of the nation, of the soul, the life, the culture of the nation, the government of the nation. I understand that. But there's something about walking all over a symbol like the flag that just bugs me. Now, he goes on Facebook, and he attempted to explain the video. It was never my intention to desecrate the flag of the United States of America. I was shooting a video for a song of my off my album entitled God Bless America. The clip that surfaced on the internet was a camera trick clip that revealed that behind the American flag was the hoods of America, he said. In the final edit of the video, you will see the flag fall to reveal what is behind it, but will never see it on the ground. Wayne also went on to explain his lyrics critical of his country. In most people's eyes, including my own, who were raised in that environment, the hood is the only America they know and the only America I knew growing up. I was fortunate from my God-given talents to escape the hood and see the other beautiful places this country has to offer. But most people who are born in that environment don't get that chance. That's their view of their America. That was Dewayne M. Carter from Holly Grove, New Orleans' view of America. That's who I'm speaking for in this song. All right, I understand that. He's attempting to say that I know of the beauty of this nation, but there are those who are still shut out from it because there's environments and there's places in this country that we can't close our eyes to. I understand that. I agree with that. I just don't like the flag getting walked out. Is that too much to ask?
Well, Phil, I think you're being rather fascistic and Nazism. There's a Nazism to what you're saying.
Yeah, there's kind of a Nazism to it.
Oh, get out of here. What am I saying that's so Nazi-like?
You're saying that he has no right to the freedom of the speech.
Yeah, gotta have freedom of speech. Say what he wants to say.
I'm not saying he doesn't have freedom of speech. I'm not. Did you hear me say that he ought to be arrested or that it ought to be illegal? Did you hear me say that?
No.
I'm just saying I don't like it. I'm just saying I agree with his message that if there are people shut out because of the multitudes of reasons that may not be a person's fault, shut out of the beauty, shut out from the beauty of this country because of their socioeconomic, you know, beginnings, because of the poverty, because, yes, we still have a racial divide. All these things, he grew up in that, he understands that. And he says he's speaking for them, okay, I totally get it. And he's talking about the hood as in where he's from. All of that stuff is cool. It's the flag on the ground getting walked on. Now, he says it's a, quote, a trick clip, a camera trick clip that revealed that behind the American flag was the hoods of America. In the final edit of the video, you will see the flag fall to reveal what is behind it, but will never see it on the ground. So what was seen in the, this clip that was produced, or the clip that is circulating right now, is a production or an outtake, if you will, showing something that's happening that's not a part of a special effect that's going to be seen in the video. But the flag is still on the ground, you know.
So, but it doesn't appear in the video.
It's still on the ground, and it still sucks. I mean, I'm sorry, you know. What do you want from me?
Well, not that big of a deal.
Yeah, to lighten up.
No, I'll never lighten up about that. I'll never lighten up about it, okay? So just forget it.
What are you going to do? Go get the flag away from him?
No, I didn't say I was going to do any of that. You know, if the American flag is in my possession, it never hits the ground, you know, and it's always treated with respect. And that's just how I feel. And I will say to people, hey, why don't you treat the flag with respect? I ain't going to tell them anything. I'm not going to take their flag from them. I'm not going to pass a law. I'm not going to do any of that stuff. Just saying. Is there something wrong with saying it?
Well, it creeps me out. I think it's going to creep out. You have to understand that Lil Wayne he's been bruised. He's been injured by the...
No?
Robert, why are you looking at me all creepy? Don't you agree with me? I'm standing up for your people.
You're not standing up for my people. I'm just waiting for you to say what you want to say.
I'm saying, Robert, you should have more appreciation for, yes, a white woman that is...
All right,
take it. Hold on, Robert. Margaret, what are you trying to say?
I'm saying that Lil Wayne has every right in the world to do to that flag what he wants to do because that's the Constitution of America. Thank you.
Yay, I agree with Ms. Gray.
Good for you. I didn't say that he didn't have the right. You're not listening to me. I didn't say he didn't have the right. I'm just saying I hate to see it, and I wish he would find another way of expressing what he's saying. I think he's doing it very well. I understand the message. And even if it doesn't make it into the video, the clip of him walking on the flag just feels creepy to me. Whatever. People say that it's trivial. until you use a symbol that is precious to them. What if that was like the Nation of Islam flag, or maybe not even the Nation of, what if that was a flag that just represented something sacred to whomever? You know, what if it was, I don't know, the AIDS quilt? What if it was pictures of people in the neighborhood that meant something serious to people? What if it was,
what do you mean the AIDS quilt, man? You trying to say all the brothers there have AIDS?
No, I'm not trying to say that.
I think that's what you're trying to say, that they're all AIDSed up. Woo!
Yeah, that takes some balls, Phil.
No, I didn't say that. All right, well, anyway, folks, you just heard me get into a typical argument that we have around here on the old radio ranch. Every time I try to make a sensible point, I've got a bunch of people taking it to ridiculous, asinine extremes. Am I trying to say the brothers are AIDSed up?
Well, I mean, I didn't say that, but...
It sounded you were getting there. You were on your way to that.
No, I wasn't. Okay, we'll be back. Speaking of being on our way to something, we're on our way to our final hour here on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Stick around. More to come. More frivolity. More fun. More, oh, baby. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.